First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. The right to be let alone. That story in a modern context in 1 minute.
When was the last time you did the family shopping? Then you know what's happening to food prices. And if you go out to eat, well, but there is one place you can still go out for dinner and get a great value. Howard Johnson's. We give your family the best food values around with special meals every night at a special price. These days, it's nice to know that the best value anywhere for good family dining at a reasonable price is right around the corner.
New taste treat with lots of meatballs and a meaty meat sauce. Seconds on Mr. Johnson. Only $1.99. Where?
At the Orange Food.
The flavor of America.
Howard Johnson.
At participating restaurants.
Last week, the acting director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, William Ruckelshaus, acknowledged that 13 officials and 4 reporters had their phones tapped as part of a government effort dating back to 1969 to dam up the leaks on stories affecting national security. Ruckelshaus did not reveal the names of the officials and reporters, though some of the names have been leaked to some newsmen, apparently an effort by other officials to blacken the name of presidential advisor Henry Kissinger. Justifiably or not is another story. Among the officials who have been named, Winston Lord and Morton Halpern, both of whom have worked for Kissinger at the White House, two clear attitudes have emerged. Halpern's is that the government had no legal right to tap his phone and that he may sue. Lord's is that the government had a legal right to tap, but beyond that, an obligation to try to stop the leaks. The newsmen who were tapped represent a different kind of a problem. They did not work for the government, and therefore the government had no obligation of any kind to tap them. All they did, presumably, was call or see officials, try to get information, and report the news as responsibly as possible to the American people. In other words, all they did was do what they always did. What was different, apparently, was the government's decision to tap their phones. Who are these newsmen? The government will not say. Other newsmen think they know, and they have so reported, but there has been no official confirmation. Some of these newsmen call the White House for information or confirmation. They call the Pentagon and the State Department and the FBI. In all of these agencies, everyone is very sympathetic and polite, but no one admits to knowing which newsmen were on the list. Officials, when pressed, usually say, "I don't know," hitting the word "I." Some of these officials then add significantly, "and I don't want to know." Generally, the officials ask a question, "Why do you want to know?" And the question forces the reporters to think. Indeed, why? 3 reasons surface. First, simple human curiosity. If a reporter's phone is tapped, then which reporter? Second, does the government in fact have the legal right to tap a reporter's phone? Apparently, if one listens to Halpern and Lord, it is not even clear whether the government has the right to tap the phone of an official. Third, the thing that has always distinguished a free society from a dictatorship, the United States from, say, the Soviet Union, is personal and individual freedom. The right, as Justice Brandeis has quoted by columnist William Sapphire, the right to be let alone. That right is profoundly violated if a government feels it can listen in to private conversations on the phone taking place between one private citizen and another in their private homes. Sapphire, writing in the New York Times, describes President Nixon as a genuinely private person who, in 1966, argued before the Supreme Court that American citizens have the right to be let alone. Sapphire then asks, how is it that in Mr. Nixon's presidency, the right to privacy seems to have taken such a shellacking? The answer is now being discovered before grand juries and congressional committees all over town. But the questions that relate to reporters remain the same. Who, why, on what legal grounds? Now this message.
It's fun to be riding along, singing the hubby song. Hubby's the bike for you.
Tonight goes a good time to riding out with your friends, hoping the day never ends, bringing a smile or two, watching the sunshine through on Huffy, the bicycle built for you.
Today's style, bicycles and bike accessories by Huffy.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kelb, CBS News.